rice is a staple in Asian cuisine. We could not have a meal without it, much like the Bible in our everyday Christian life. Hello, Uncle Wesley.
Mabuhay. Ako si Luan. Welcome to The Bowl of Rice.
And the Bible Podcast.
It's a Bible study with an Asian twist. It's where we talk about our faith, family, friendship, and food. Mainly, we would like to be an encouragement to all our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially Asian Americans.
So let's go dive in.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to our podcast. You are listening to episode 26.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back. Good to have you guys.
We've been in a mini series where we talk about food moments in the Bible. Now, today, it kind of is the opposite of that.
No food.
No food. It's no
not
food.
Even rice.
No, nothing. There's no food in the scripture, but it is totally. It's the lack of food is the topic of this chapter. It's about Jesus's temptation, right? And you could find it in three different books of the Bible from the three Gospels. One in Matthew 4, 1 to 11. One in Mark. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mark 1, verses 12 to 13. There's only two verses.
There's only two verses, yes.
He's very quick and summarized. He summarized it.
Mark is this kind of person.
Yeah, he's on the run. Direct. Yeah,
he's on the run all the time. Yeah. Like, this happened, go. This happened, go.
This is what happened. It's like the Twitter. He's the Twitter version of Jesus' temptation. The other ones are like the, I don't know, TikTok version or the YouTube video version. Yeah. Of the story. And the third book is from Luke.
Yeah.
Luke 4, verses 1 to 14. If you're new in this, in our podcast, what we usually do is that Wesley will provide the summary or the recap of the scripture so you can go back and read it on your own later. And then we each provide our own takeaways from the story, as well as talk about how we can apply it in our daily life.
Let's dig into the scripture. Let's see what happened during this Jesus' temptation. So it happened when Jesus returned from the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit. It's because after his water baptism by John the Baptist. And Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert and where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. So he ran into three different temptations. The first one is about a no food one. So Jesus was fasting in the wilderness. Well, apparently he ate nothing.
Yeah. That's why there's no food in this episode.
Yeah, for 40 days. So it kind of remind me of like Moses spent 40 days without food or water on Mount Sinai with God before he received the law.
Ooh,
and
that's right.
If you can, if you have time, go back to the Old Testament book of Exodus chapter 28 and chapter 34. It also remind me about Elijah, that he went to the mountain. I forgot the name of it. I think it's called Hor, something like that. The angel gave him food and water. And then he was strengthened by the food and water. Elijah traveled 40 days and nights, like strict, not nonstop. The Jesus temptation remind me of this two Old Testament story. Back to the Jesus scenario, the devil appeared to him and the devil said, "If you are God's son, order this stone to turn into bread." And then Jesus answered, "Well, the scripture says man cannot live on bread alone." And somehow the devil is gone. I don't know if like he stayed there for like, okay, here's the next temptation, or the devil is like gone for some time and come back for the next, you know, for the next temptation.
Yeah, he took a break.
Yeah, I don't know if he took a break or something, but here's the second temptation. Then the devil took Jesus up to show him the kingdom of the world. And the devil said, "I will give you all these kingdoms and all their power and glory. It has been given to me and I can give it to anyone I wish. If you worship me, all of this will be yours." And Jesus said, "The scripture said, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And then the final temptation, the devil took him to Jerusalem and set him on the highest point of the temple and said to him, "Hey, if you're God's son, jump off, For the scripture says God will order his angels to take good care of you. They will hold you up with their hands so that not even your feet will be hurt on the stones. And then Jesus replied, the scripture says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. And after these three temptations, the devil's gone. When the devil finishes temptation, Jesus was left in the wilderness again alone. It's very interesting. In the book of Luke, it says, it only happened in Luke. It says, the devil left him for a while and wait until a better time to come back to tempt him. And then after the 40 days, his time in wilderness, Jesus returned back to Galilee in the power of the Spirit and then start his ministry.
Yeah.
So that's a very brief recap of Jesus' temptation story. Yeah.
There's no food anywhere in sight for 40 days.
I guess no food for 40 days. I cannot imagine
and
that.
And he's in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another thing. And who led him to the wilderness?
The Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. It's like, come with me. Go to the wilderness. There's no food.
So at the very beginning, even and on chapter 3, that's when he was baptized, correct? In Luke, at least. Let's see. Yes, it was chapter 3 when he was baptized. In chapter 4, according to verse 1, full of the Spirit. So from the very beginning of his ministry, he is already filled with the Spirit. Spirit-filled man. He's a Spirit-filled man. So instead of using, he has power because he's God, right? So he chose not to rely on his godly resources, his power as a God. If Jesus can do it as a man being filled by the Holy Spirit, he's showing us how to do it. And then the Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness. Not in a very greenery pasture where there's a lot of animals singing or... And there's like water and stream nearby. You like the type of a background that you would put in your reel, in Instagram reel. No, it's in the wilderness. That taught me another thing. It's like sometimes the Holy Spirit would lead you in places that you don't expect to be in.
Yeah, some places you don't want to be.
Uncomfortable places.
I like the word uncomfortable. If you really dig into the Bible, I don't think you will see any comfortable scene.
Well, there are the Garden of Eden.
Yes, like before that, before the fall of human being. Oftentimes, all these godly characters, they have to go through a lot of uncomfortable situations.
That's
so
true.
That they can become the vessel that God can use.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
So in this story, he was tempted three times.
Three times, yes. And only the first time is related to the no food moment. You know, a lot of people, they know this story. It's such a famous story that everybody said, like most of the kids in Sunday school, they can recite, man cannot live on bread alone.
Yeah.
What is really, really cool about this three temptations. Not the temptation, it's cool. Every time, it's the devil who used the scripture to tempt Jesus. And then Jesus will use the scripture to fight back.
Yeah.
And I think that is the really, really cool thing about it. First, the devil knows the scriptures well.
Oh, he can probably teach a Bible study.
I think he's a Bible
expert.
He knows the scripture through and through.
Oh yeah.
So it's like from cover to cover. He know it well.
Yep.
And the only way to fight back here is to use the scripture to fight back.
But being filled with the Spirit.
Yes, with the Spirit.
Because there's a difference.
I'm so glad you mentioned it. It is using the scripture. But without the Holy Spirit, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
No.
Yeah.
You cannot understand it the way God wants you to understand it without the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's why unbelievers who read the Bible would twist it, would show it, and would use the scripture against the Christians. So we also need to be aware on how it's being used as that.
It's a very good point. So remember that with the fill of the Holy Spirit and also with the scripture, it reminds me of the armor of God.
Sword.
You know, the sword. Yeah, the sword. And the other thing I find it very interesting is that in Luke, it said, after all this temptation, the devil will wait for better time to tempt again. This tiny little detail give me a very graphic picture of how Satan is really staying low, but observing and looking and find the best time. If that can happen to Jesus, that can happen to us too.
Oh yeah.
It's like he's peeking into my life and see what is the best time to tempt Wesley. And it's so this picture kind of like make me think like, how should I respond to it? How should I react to it? Actually not react to it, but being proactive.
Yeah.
How to shield myself, how to prepare myself to stand firm, how to prepare myself to fight back when it's time, or prepare myself. Okay. It's time to run away from this temptation.
One of my favorite verses, and I'm going to read the Amplified version of it.
Okay.
Because I like the Amplified version sometimes because it gives multiple choices, multiple meaning of the word. So it's in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. That enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour. So just like you said, he's like looking, he's observing. Who can I tempt this time around? So be alert, be sober, well-balanced, self-disciplined. We need to be cautious at all times, at all times.
What's your takeaway for this or your daily application for this Jesus temptation story?
There's a lot, to be honest. With all the temptations, that he was presented with three temptations, right?
Yeah.
Really stood out to me in these ones are tactic of Satan. Is he would attack what he thinks is your weakness. So first he attacked Jesus because of food. He was hungry. The verse before, it says he was hungry. Of course he was hungry. 40 days of not eating. During fast, during a long fast, there's a time where you won't feel hunger. But once you feel hunger again, it's because your body is already telling you you need nourishment. You're extremely malnourished. You're probably dehydrated too. So eat. That is when where Jesus is at that time. He's hungry. So what's his first weakness? Hunger. So that's one. Two. Power. Influence.
Yeah.
Right? Don't we all want one? Influence, power. Isn't that why we have all of these social media influencers?
Oh, so true. All those KOL.
This, the third one is the mind, right? Look at how he presented the temptation. Throw yourself down from here. Why did he say that? He did not push Jesus away because you know why? He knows he cannot touch Jesus. He cannot touch him. He can only tempt him. He can only put something in his mind. The same thing with us. He cannot touch us. He cannot destroy us. But he can put something in our minds, play with it, tempt it. So those three, what I've learned is really being in the Word of God.
Mm.
And the fascinating thing is Jesus got all of the scriptures from Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and 8. When was the last time that you've read Deuteronomy? When was the last time? I was like, oh, I don't think I even read the whole book at one point. And that tells me one thing. Jesus not only studied the scripture, he knows it by heart. Mm. And he spent time with it, knowing it inside out, from top to bottom, memorizing it, knowing it, not just reading it, but knowing it, applying it in his life, and knowing it and how to apply it in during his temptations, and when to use it. He knows it as a weapon.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot to digest.
It is. How about you? What's your takeaway from this?
A lot. I have a lot, but I'll be brief. I think the first one, I think I just echo to what you just said, is that from the temptation of Jesus, that you can see God's word is a very powerful weapon in spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus used the scripture back.
Yeah.
And I think in every single spiritual battle, we need to have God's word, like what we just said earlier as well. We need to have God's word. We need to be filled with God's Holy Spirit to fight back. And I think that's the only way.
Yeah.
That is really the only way, because it is not a battle of flesh.
No, it's not.
It's a battle of spirit. And then because of that, you need to use the right weapon. You know, you need to use the right weapon to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot bring, like, I don't know. You cannot really bring your water bottle in a battle.
Yes. Yeah. Or a baseball bat.
Yeah. Well, kind of. You can.
You kind of. And then you're fighting with Satan, you know. And so what are you trying to do with your baseball bat, you know?
Right. Exactly. Or you cannot bring a pot.
Mm. Yeah.
When you are battling war. So you need to be well armed. You need to wear the armor of God from head to toe.
Yeah. And I think it reminds me of a Bible verse in Hebrews. I think it's Hebrews 4:12, chapter 4, verse 12. It says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it divides like soul, spirit, joints, and marrow. You know, it judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. So that's how powerful the God's word is. And the second thing, my applications is Jesus know how it feel about temptation.
Yeah.
He understand what temptation feel like.
That's true.
He's intentionally arranged to go through this whole experience by Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, he can say no, but he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. He went willingly.
Yes, he went willingly, and he knows what hunger means. He knows what physical weakness means. He knows when Satan present all these things to him, and he know the experience. He had the same. He had the feeling. He had the emotions, but. But he says no. He recedes. It also remind me, you know, he knows our human weakness.
Yep, because he experienced it.
Yes, and that make me feel a lot closer with God, because
I like that.
When I went through temptations. You know, at first, probably most likely people feel bad about it and you feel guilty about it. And when I think about Jesus went through the same thing, but the only difference is he didn't fall into this.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
You know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can open my heart to him and tell him that, like, my roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
So for that, I feel like this is the God that not sitting up high on the throne, but this is the God that who's here sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
With my daily life.
Yeah.
I can really tell him everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's so true. That mm-hmm. is so true.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. So I hope that you have learned from something from here and it will be useful to you as you walk with Christ.
And also don't forget to CLSS, which means comment, like, share, and subscribe our podcast.
Yeah.
You can follow us on our Facebook or follow us on our IG.
Definitely.
So we'll see you next time.
See you next time, you guys. Bye.
Bye.